Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Patterson on the Web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. And this week is our weekly Blog Talk Radio show. We want to thank all our listeners for calling in and staying tuned. What's going on today? We have Commissioner Corey Teague, who's also community activist and rally organizer for the unfortunate and untimely death of Jameik Lowry. I've noticed that social media has been going crazy asking for answers. I've even heard of various police officers' names starting to surface as it relates to this case. I want to welcome you to the show, Commissioner Teague. How are you this evening?
Okay, I'm doing fine. We're still working. I just want to thank the folks, though, for following our page. We Demand Justice for Jameik Lowry. And also follow my page, you know, my personal Facebook page, and Zelly Thomas. And, you know, those of us that are, we're out here, you know, pounding the pavement for this family. And, yeah, I'm glad to be on tonight.
It's great to have you. Before we get into the show, I just have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. Have you heard anything from New Jersey Attorney General's office? Have you heard anything about the autopsy? Have you heard anything from the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office? Have you heard anything from the SEIA administration? Have you heard anything from anybody as it relates to the untimely death of Jameik Lowry?
Yeah, I've been told that the city has the autopsy, that the city, I guess, in terms of the prosecution or what have you, that they have a copy of you know, what was done. And they are, for some reason, reluctant to put it out. So we're going to push, especially at the next council meeting, we're going to push to have that, to have those results or any part of that report that can be shared publicly. We're going to demand that they share it, you know, because
I think the
public has been waiting.
I'm excited here. Do you know when that autopsy was given to the city of Patterson and by who?
I don't know the specifics of the when and who, but I do have, you know, a credible source to say that they did, that it has been received by the city.
Do we have a rough date of when they received it possibly?
Well, I was told yesterday, so perhaps must have been yesterday, because this person didn't tell me any time prior to that. And yesterday they called me, you know, for the first time in a while to let me know that, you know, that they received the autopsy report. So my guess is must have been yesterday.
Okay, yeah. I want to reveal any sources that you may have might put them in a compromising positions, especially if they're employees for the city of Patterson. So, yeah, we will definitely respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
And the police department. Yeah, we definitely will call. Patterson on the Web will call for Patterson to release that autopsy publicly. We will do that after the show today. We support justice. We support the truth. And the family of Jameik Lowry and the Patterson community deserves to get answers, and they haven't gotten answers. And I think it's sad when we have a city under the new leadership of Mayor Andre Saya withholding information against the public and against the family. That is definitely inappropriate, to say the least.
Absolutely.
There has been some police officers' names floating around that might have been involved in this particular incident. One name that's been floating around that might have been involved or is alleged that was in the back of the ambulance was a police officer, Michael Avila. And conducting some research on Michael Avila, he's had some very interesting cases against him of police brutality. Reviewing the state's report, the force report from the state of New Jersey, 62% of his police brutality has been against African Americans.
Of course.
Which I found not to be shocking, but I found it to be interesting, supporting the possibility that this was one of the persons that was involved. I believe he also works in a narcotics division as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he makes $94,000 a year, or a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so can you shed some light on any other police officers who might have been involved? Because I know that you have your ears on the community and on the pulse.
Yes.
Are there any other names that the city and the feds or the state should look out for?
Okay. In that ambulance, according to my sources, there was another officer named Officer Kyle Wanamaker, and he was, when he began to see the beating take place, he was trying to get Avila.
I'm sorry, real quick. I'm trying to write this down. His name, last name, it's Carol. Kyle what?
Last name is Wanamaker, W-A-N-A, and then Maker.
Okay, and then we had Michael Avila.
Avila. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there was another officer there, I guess.
The officer where, according to my resources, that a lot of this stemmed from was Detective Jason English.
Okay, and I don't want to go to. Okay, mm-hmm. Jason
English.
Now, I don't want to go too far ahead of the audience. Now, I want us to go back a little bit and put us in the ambulance with Jameek Lowry. Your sources are saying that Michael Avila was present along with this Officer Kyle Wanamaker.
Wanamaker, right.
Okay, what happened there with Kyle?
According to my sources, Officer Avila began to hit Jameek with the radio, with the bunt of the radio. Officer Wanamaker was attempting to, you know, get him to stop, telling him that this was not, you know, this wasn't right. And based on my sources, Avila pulled a gun and told him to get out of his face, pretty much to mind his business, and he continued on with the assault, you know. And I was told they had Jameek face down while they were assaulting him. And
who had him face down? Michael Avila himself, or who assisted in holding him down? If Officer Kyle Wanamaker did not want to participate, and then Michael Avila pulled out his gun against Officer Kyle Wanamaker to tell him to stop, do not interfere in what I'm doing. Do you know who was in the ambulance? The EMS workers? Or was there another officer in there with Michael Avila?
No, Wanamaker was there. He was out of work for a little while they were conducting their own internal thing, but he's recently returned to work. So my guess now is that Wanamaker pretty much gave up Avila because he's back at work now. He was out of work. They had him, you know, they had him off the streets for a while they were conducting.
Is Avila at work?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I don't think he is, but I'm trying to find out if he's still out here. But I know Wanamaker has returned to work. He's back on the schedule. So evidently, Wanamaker either said something or he gave enough information to where they brought him back on.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to find out, is Avila still there, or is he still, you know, on administrative leave or what have you?
So basically, from your sources, Michael Avila beat Jameek Lowry, broke his eye socket, broke his jaw with the butt of his 9mm handgun.
Radio.
What is radio?
Those radios, the radios.
Oh, my goodness.
And see, and he has a history. It would be different if he didn't have a history of that. But when you look at his history, even that news article that I put, that Channel 7 ran a couple years ago, where you see him beating this lady who's handcuffed, you know, in the cell block, and the officer just standing around. So he really is violent. You know, he's very violent. And so he has a history of being that way, being aggressive.
Right. He needs to be taken off the street. He does not serve the city of Patterson well. In light of this situation, if it is confirmed that he was the officer that, in fact, did assault Jameek Lowry, he should be taken to the full extent of the law. He should lose his pension. He should lose everything. in due time.
Absolutely.
And he should do time for a homicide, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Definitely for homicide.
Right.
This is unconscionable. Now, I believe in the last show you had mentioned that there might have been a possible delay or cover-up in this investigation because Micah Avila might be related to Senator Nelly Poe.
Yeah, you know, what's been told to me is that possibility that that's her nephew, you know, and that if that's the case, that might explain why, you know, the last case that he was involved in with the grand jury, while that particular information was sealed, you know, when he applied for the police officer position, remember, he was rejected at first, and then somehow or other he was able to get on, knowing that they had proof that he, you know, he was unstable.
Failed a psychological report.
Yeah, exactly. And in the beginning, he was rejected on the basis of that report. Somehow or other, you know, he was able to get some strings pulled, and they turned around and brought him in. You know, so my thing is there had to be somebody higher up that was able to push that stuff through. You know, one phone call to another phone call and what have you. So it stands to reason that, yeah, if he's related, if he's the nephew or the cousin or son, or not son, but nephew or, you know, or what have you, it would definitely connect a lot of dots as to why he's been allowed to remain on the police department with all of this stuff that he has going on with him and things that he's done. You know.
Well, you know, I'm very thankful that you're on the show. Patterson, on the web, we're going to keep trying to root out the corruption in the police department and in Patterson.
Yeah, indeed.
We need to work on that. Is there any other information that you may have about Detective Jason English?
Well, he's with the Narcotics Division. And according to my sources, there was a holiday party to where Detective English and a lieutenant within the police department got into a fight over drug money. Turns out that they felt that Detective English had called the FBI on the department. It was a big fight over that.
Detective English called the FBI on the department?
That's what the lieutenants were. That's why the lieutenant was fighting with him, and that's what that whole brawl was about. They felt that he was the one that called the FBI. Because remember, there was a big situation where like five officers were taken down by the FBI, you know, with drug-related issues, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that this lieutenant, who's this other lieutenant's name?
That I'm trying to work on getting the name of that lieutenant. But I do know.
It sounds like that they had an argument over them splitting drug money.
That's what
Based on what you're saying, and apparently this lieutenant was concerned that English went back to the FBI and might have said something to them about the distribution or the splitting of drug money between police officers. That's what was alleged. Okay.
And the police officers were arrested. We have that. We know that much. That five officers were taken off the street in that particular federal probe there. So,
and that's continuing. That's not going to stop.
Right, that's continuing. That investigation is still ongoing. Based on my sources, they needed pretty much a scapegoat, somebody that they could throw it all on. And if you remember clearly, Jameek said in his live video, they think I'm messing with the police, with the feds. They think I'm messing with the FBI. So who was it in the department that went around there and said that Jameek was working with the FBI? Because he sure said it. He said they're gonna kill me. They think I'm working with the FBI. So
and he also,
I was always,
and he also and I'm sorry. I just wanted to add something. He also stated that the FBI wanted me to work with them, but I told them that I wouldn't work with them. That's what he told Patterson Police.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that clip in the video. He said the FBI wanted me to work with them. He's telling the cops that, but I told him I didn't want to work with them.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot to look at and to uncover here. And for those who are just calling in, to the show. This is Patterson on the Web, weekly blog talk radio show. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, and we're talking about issues that are facing Patterson and the current issue facing Patterson today is the untimely death of Jameique Lowry while in police in EMS custody. And we have in the studio today community activist and rally organizer, Commissioner Corey Teeks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How is the family doing?
The family, considering what's happened, the family is doing the best they can right now. I did speak with Ms. King last night at the City Hall. You know, she's trying. You know, it's hard. And I can't even imagine what she's going through right now, you know, but for some reason she gets the strength every time there's a council meeting. She gets the strength to come down there, and also her daughter, the family, you know, pretty much daughter, the cousins, the aunt, everyone comes down, and you know, you can look on their face and see the pain when they're at that microphone. You know, you can see the pain in their eyes when they're talking, and, you know, and just the despair because of what happened and the fact that nobody wants to provide any answers. And I think that's what really aggravated me to the point where I said, no, I got to dig as deep as I can to get some names, get some information, get something, because it's not fair for the family not to have had been given any answers. You know, you're going into almost 7 weeks, you know, later, and they still are waiting for some answers and information. I mean, but they're still coming out. They have not lost the determination to show up at those meetings and to make it known that they want answers as to what happened to their loved one. Yep.
That's very sad. What is the next council meeting?
2 weeks from yesterday. That's usually how they run them. I just don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's usually every two
did
weeks
you,
is the regular.
Did you? Okay. Did you attend the council meeting yesterday?
Yes, I went there. I had to, you know, I went and visited my daughter first, and then when I got there, I didn't know that they were going to actually do the meeting. They were going to do the public portion first, because usually they do it at the end of of everything. But somehow last night they decided to do public portion first, so I kind of missed my. They had already called my name by the time I got there. But you know, I was able to make some comments in the hallway on my live, live feed. And then I'm going to, you know, I'll make sure the next meeting, hopefully, I'll be able to get there, you know, to say what I need to say on camera.
Unfortunately, you know, for the public, in case people listening to the show are not aware, I'm awaiting hip replacement surgery, and I'm immobile right now. I can't walk. I walk with a cane very gingerly. I'm in a lot of pain. So that's how come I have not been at the council meetings in public, because I can't stand or sit for a long period of time. So I apologize to the Patterson residents and to the family for not being able to physically be there. But I am with you in support and whatever I can do to keep the word out and spread the message.
Absolutely.
You know, we will do that. You guys have formed We Demand Justice for Jameique Lowry on Facebook. We urge all of you to go there and like the page and look there for future updates. There's also We Demand Justice for Jameique Lowry group. Please join the group. You can interact if you have any questions with the other group members or with Zelly or Corey. They're in charge of the We Demand Just for Jameique Lowry. I'm sure they'll get back with your answers. Also, I wanted to inform the public that Commissioner Teagues and Zelly Thomas is forming the organization. We Demand Justice for Jameique Lowry. So look out for a donation button through PayPal to help with raising awareness for justice for Jameique Lowry and his family. That money is going to use for advertising, banners, flyers, et cetera, to get the message out that we can keep promoting for justice in Patterson and whatever relief the mother and family needs and their assistance I'm sure that Corey Teague and Zoe Thomas will make sure that the organization does that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I want to say thank you very much for creating the movement. We demand justice for Dabiq Lowery. His name, you know, will not go down in vain. He will be remembered. And this
right.
movement has been started as a result of the injustice that is transpiring within the city of Patterson. Are there any other updates that you want to share with us, Commissioner Keith?
Yes. Well, you know, currently we are trying to put together funds to be able to get a bus, a charter bus, to go down to Trenton. We're waiting around to try to figure out when the next public hearing is down there, and we just want to push for a stronger legislation in terms of even when you're in the back of an ambulance. I mean, there should be a protocol that's followed, and we know by what happened that it wasn't followed, the one that's in place. But we need to make sure that there's stricter laws in terms of police contact with people. And that's another thing. Jameek wasn't under arrest. He wasn't being detained or any of that. So, you know, and even if he was arrested, he still didn't deserve to go through that. But he wasn't arrested. So it's just, like you said, unconscionable that this even happened, you know.
You know, you just raised a very interesting question. And I'm going to put this out there when on my other blog talk radio show, New Jersey on the Web. Is that, and I might even write a letter to the state legislature that there should be cameras in the back of every ambulance to monitor patient care.
True.
And I'm glad that we're thinking about this because the law should be called the Jameek Lowery Law.
Yeah.
And they should institute cameras. And I think what I'm going to do is maybe we can get together sometime this week and put a letter together. I'd rather send it directly to the state and then CC our legislators here. Because I'm not sure if we would get the support from our legislative here to push that envelope. But if we can put it together and write it directly to the Senate president or to the assembly speaker, I think that would be a great idea for us to move on getting cameras in back of all ambulances.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think that we're coming up with a lot of great ideas out of an unfortunate death of Jameek Lowery.
Yes,
his name is not in vain, and we're going to move the stick forward, and we are going to make sure that justice gets done. Commissioner, we want to thank you for having you on the show today and giving us a brief update on what's transpired. Just to quickly summarize for the audience who's just tuning in, we've identified a couple of officers that might have been in the back of the ambulance. One is Kyle Wanamaker. The other in question is Michael Avila.
Great.
Rumor has it, it is alleged that Michael Avila beat Jameek Lowery with the butt of his radio. That ended up breaking his jawbone and cheekbone. And when Kyle Wanamaker wanted him to stop, Officer Avila pulled his gun out on him.
Right.
In addition to that very interesting scenario, Commissioner Teagues has brought to light today that the autopsy is in and that the city of Patterson is in possession of it. And we want to know why they're holding on to it. The more that they hold on to it, the more that they posture in this defensive mode, appears more and more like there's a cover-up that is involved here. And Patterson on the Web, with Commissioner Teague and Zoe Thomas in the community, we will keep pushing until we uncover the truth. We want to thank you again for having you on the show. We look forward to having you on again next week, giving the community additional updates and information from the community as relates to Jameek Lowery. Would you like to say anything in closing?
Well, in closing, just want to say we're going to continue on pushing. We're not going to give up or walk away from this. There comes a time when you have to take a stand no matter what the risks are. You know, the justice that we'll get for Jameek will be worth any risk that it takes in fighting. And we're not giving up. We're not walking away from this.
Yep. Amen. Amen. You know, like I always like to close out my show, we're talking about Jameek Lowry. Is yesterday it was Jameek Lowry. Today it could be Chauncey Brown, and tomorrow it could be Corey Teague. So injustice anywhere affects justice everywhere, and we must all stand up. So I want to thank all our listeners for calling into the show. This is Patterson on the web. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We once again want to thank Commissioner Corey Teague for coming on the show. And we hope that everyone has a safe and a blessed evening. God bless you all. And thank you for listening.
Amen.
Have a good night, Mr. T.